Hey everybody, thank you for being patient. Thank you for listening to the past episodes. If you have not done that already, thank you in advance. If you're new here, welcome to the Temra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. Now, as I start coming back in with regular brand new episodes, I am going to start recording them and putting them to my new YouTube channel. So this will be the first episode that I am actually recording. So there's going to be this will be the first episode that will actually be a YouTube video. So, and my YouTube channel is going to be called The Place Where Dreams Have No Filter. I don't know if I'm going to put the Temra Tamu Show Where Dreams Have No Filter or just call it The Place Where Dreams Have No Filter. I don't know. I'm not going to put too much thought into it, to be honest with you, but that is what I am going to do from now on. So, again, thank you for coming back. Thank you for waiting. I have been gone for a while. If you are new here, I'd love to know how you found me. So if you are watching this on YouTube, let me know how you found me. Let me know in the comments how you found me. Or you can send me an email, info@tamuinc.com. And so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to get right into this topic that it's been on me for, I mean, really heavy for like the last few days. And I kept trying to, just push it off. You know, because the reason why, if you've been a regular listener, then you know one of the reasons why I stopped recording was because I had other projects to finish. And so I had to just determine, what am I going to just put on pause for a second so that I can work on these other projects. So the other projects that I had, I was or I am still working as a costume designer for the play production of Fences. It's a wonderful story. If you're not familiar with it, I encourage you to watch it. It's called Fences. Also, I am finishing up my sequel to my romance thriller, Untapped. That is almost done. I'm very excited about that. And I'm also just relaunching my apparel business. So, a lot of things happening. So a lot of things that I'm excited about, tapping into a lot of pa other passions that I have too as well. And so that's why I put the podcast on pause. But this particular topic, I had to just stop for a second and just talk about it. So I have been noticing, and this is one of the things that I'm very passionate about, hence the reason why I started this podcast in the first place. Dreams are for adults. Dreams are for adults too. Dreams are not just for kids. We can look at kids and be reminded of how important our imagination is. We can look at children, they remind us how important it is to have a bigger vision and to really allow the vision to hold us. Because once you know how kids are, once a kid has a belief in their mind, that's it. You're not convincing them of anything else. It's just it. They don't give a damn about what you say, whether you say yes or no. That's what they have in their mind. That's what they're going for. But somewhere along the line, and I've talked about this before, but somewhere along the line, for many reasons, we start to think, well, our dreams are, there goes the air. Oh, side note, if you are watching and if you're listening, you're going to hear outside noise because I don't have my canceling headsets on, because I kind of want to test it out to see just how much noise is being picked up in the background. So if you hear that, that's the AC popping on. But anyway, so what I was saying was somewhere along the line in our adult lives, we either pretend like we forget what our dreams are. We tell ourselves, oh, well, that dream, it's a pipe dream, or it's not practical, or the list goes down the line. I mean, we could have miles and miles of reasons why. I don't want to start talking about those on this episode because that could be a totally different episode in itself. But then we get to a certain point in our lives where we start to tell ourselves, oh, well, you know, I have this dream or I have these visions of what I want, but I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait. So I want to tell you today is, first of all, stop waiting. No, first I'm going to ask you, what are you waiting for? And number two, stop waiting. It's time to stop waiting. The thing that you've been thinking about, the thing that you have told yourself, oh, wouldn't it be cool if I had this? Or wouldn't it be cool if I was able to do this? That's the thing that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the dream that is going to take you out of your comfort zone. Some of you have dreams that are going to take you out of the city that you live in. Some of you have dreams that are going to put more money in your pocket. Many of you have dreams that are just, it's going to take you from your level, from a level of satisfaction that you think is satisfaction. It is just going to take you higher and higher and higher. And for whatever reason, you've told yourself that you're going to wait. That level of thinking, it's a limited way of thinking, actually. You are limiting yourself. And you see that play out in other areas of your life. So what I was saying earlier was I've heard people say things like, you know, they'll make, say, for example, let's use this as an example. You buy something like, you know, a new outfit, or, you know, you buy some jewelry, or, you know, you buy, I don't know, shoes or something. And then you tell yourself, well, you know, I'm going to wait, or let's take like a bottle of champagne. And you tell yourself, oh, well, I'm just going to wait. I'm not going to open it up. I'm just going to wait until something major happens before I drink it. Something major has already happened. Did you look in the mirror today? Okay, that's your major that has already happened. So what are you waiting for? What is holding you back where you feel like you have to wait any longer to really decide, first of all, make a decision that what you want is what you want, that it's not coming from any, you know, outside influence, that it's yours. And number two, why do you feel like you did someone tell you you had to wait? What is that major? Nothing else major is going to happen. The main event has already occurred. You coming into the earth that's the major event that we have all been waiting for. If you can allow yourself to think that the dream that you've been thinking about, we all need it. It's not just for you. We all need it. We all need it. We all need to read your books. We all need your paintings. We need whatever it is. We need the business. We need the cupcakes. We need the music. We need your screenwriting. We need your movie. Whatever it is. Whatever it is, someone needs it. It's not just for you. And the reason why that theme keeps coming up, it keeps coming up. And here's the thing. Our dreams are not, they're not, even if we try to bury them, they always come back to the surface. Either because something major will happen in our lives where It's almost like refining you to get back to the dream. You spent, so what will happen is we'll spend so many years trying to do other things to appear, to be satisfied, to appear to be productive, to appear to, be successful, when in the back of our mind, none of the things that we're doing are even bringing us satisfaction. None of the things that we're doing are fulfilling at all. At all. So what will happen is that shit will burn down. The universe, God, however you want to identify that, universal intelligence will present challenges where, that dream that you tried to push back is coming up saying, "Hey, now that I have your attention, I am still here. So it is time for you to stop waiting." When we wait, I think many times it has something to do. It has a lot to do. There's some type of underlining, "Oh, well, what will other people think of me if I do this? So I'm going to wait." You're going to wait to get permission for somebody else? Forget about it. Forget it. You have to give yourself your permission. You have to look in the mirror and say, "I give you permission to embrace this dream that has already embraced you." There's a reason why, for many, if you're watching this, this is probably you. There's a reason why that dream that you've thought about constantly, there's a reason why you can remember as far back as 5 years old. Some of you may be even earlier than that. 5 years old, 6 years old, you imagining yourself being this, being a version of you. There's a reason why. You didn't just think of that. It came from somewhere because it is holding you. That is your assignment. I just had my sister just had a little boy. He is a little bit over a week old now. He's actually what officially, what's today, the 14th? Yeah, today's the 14th, so he's officially 9 days old. And I haven't seen him I haven't met him in person yet, but thankfully to my family, I've been getting videos and pictures of this beautiful little boy. And the first thing I thought of is, okay, what dream is holding him? What calling is holding him? And you're going to hear very different ideas and perspectives on this. My perspective is your calling, your purpose, excuse me, purposes, because I don't believe we just have one purpose. We're expansive human beings. How that's not even possible for us to just have one purpose. Every day, every moment that we're living is a purpose, okay? But I'm already wondering, okay, what calling is holding him? What are his purposes? How is he going to be? What does his soul want to experience through him? What does his soul want to channel through him? And from we all have that experience coming. We've all been just 9 days old, okay? And from that moment on, even before we come into this earth, even before we come into this experience, my perspective is that there is already this calling that has called. That's why it's calling. It calls us. It chooses us, okay? And that's why, no matter how hard you try to pretend like you don't want something, no matter how hard you pretend like, "Oh, I could be satisfied if I don't have this dream," no matter how hard you try, that's why that dream will never go away. never go away. That also brings me to, I just thought about this. I didn't plan on talking about this, but the lady that wrote the book, oh, I wish I could remember her name, but the book, The 5 Regrets of the Dying, I believe it's what it's called. One of the top regrets were from people that were at the end of their lives that they didn't go after their dreams, like they didn't even try. So, you know, and I haven't read the book, and I don't know if, you know, the author breaks down the whys, but again, long list, long list. I can give you a long list now of why it took me for so long to just embrace what I want. And if the thing is bigger than where you are right now, it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be. I'm not going to tell you to not be afraid of it. No, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to tell you not to be afraid of it. What I am going to tell you to do is, yes, if you are afraid of it, good. Honor that fear. Honor the fear and say, okay, why is this thing so scary? Why answer those questions for yourself? Why is it so scary? But being afraid doesn't equate to waiting to pursue it. Being afraid doesn't equate to, oh, I'm afraid of it, so I'm going to keep ignoring it. No, that's not what that means. Being afraid just means here is this thing that I'm supposed to answer. Here is this thing that is in my life, that's in my consciousness, that's in my heart, that's in my soul, that is not going to leave me alone until I look at it, show reverence to it, acknowledge it, and embrace it because it has already embraced me. And also, I want to invite you to try on this perspective is that if it's holding you, if it won't leave you alone, that means that it's already complete. How about that? It's not something that you have to scrap and struggle to get. If you just simply say, okay, this is what I want, this dream is here, and then you just start to take action. And another thing too, I want to say this before I in this episode until the next one. Sometimes we tell ourselves, oh, well, I'm just going to wait because. So let me back up and say this. Many times there are action steps that we can take. And we know some of the action steps. And again, it's okay that you don't know everything that you have to do at the time to get to that thing or those dream. I'm just going to say a dream because a dream, it doesn't have to be one thing. When I say dream, I'm talking about just how you want your entire life to be. Like, I don't care if part of your dream is to be able to have the free time to go and get 3 massages. Full body massages every week with hot stones and oil and aromatherapy. That could be a part of your dream. That's a lifestyle that you want. I don't care what the dream is, okay? That's my whole point is in saying that. But, and I lost my train of thought. But what I was saying was, we know the action steps. The action steps are there, you know, for the time being until we have to take the next one. But we psych ourselves out because we think, oh, well, this action step is not big enough. Do you not know that just making a simple phone call or sending an email or create, and I'm just throwing these different to-dos out there, making a phone call. Inquiring about a retail space. Do you not know that action step, there's no stop looking at your action steps as big or small. This is incremental. You have no idea what those action steps will do for you 2 weeks from now. You have no idea. And sometimes we tell ourselves, oh, well, that's not really a big deal. Not true. Not true, because action steps, okay, we know obviously they build on each other. They build on each other. So that one email could turn into a phone call, can turn into a meeting, can turn into a whole speaking event. So stop judging your actions and what you're inspired to do. And I'm not talking about, just being frantic and, oh, I gotta look for the next strategy, look for the next action. No. When I say action, I'm talking about inspired action. And stop, and sometimes the inspired action on the surface may not look like it has anything to do with that dream, with that vision at the time. So stop judging your action steps as big or small. If you aren't get inspired to take an action step toward that dream, do it. I don't care what it is. So it is time for you to stop waiting. There's no, you can't use I'm going to wait as an excuse anymore. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Waiting turns into resentment. Waiting turns into you all waiting does, it gives you more time for resentment. It gives you more time to start comparing yourself to other people. It gives more room for more limiting beliefs to pile on your vision, to just start piling. It's almost like limiting beliefs are like, if you can picture this is going to be a very gross image, but this is in your face. It's like throwing shit on your dream. It's like you go into a dog park, and for the owners who haven't picked up their dog poop, you're going through collecting, the dog poop from the dog park, and you're just throwing it on to your dreams. Those are what limiting beliefs are. So that's what you do when you keep telling yourself, oh, I'm going to wait, I'm going to wait, I'm going to wait, I'm going to wait for something else to happen, I'm going to wait for another month, or I'm going to wait for another 2 weeks. Stop waiting. Stop waiting. Your dreams are ready for you. Your dream, think of your dreams as your cheerleading support system, your cheerleading squad. They're waiting for you to say, okay, I accept. I accept. Yes, my dreams are big. I accept that. Yes, the dreams are scary. I accept that. But if you are not capable of stepping into them, if you are not capable of taking the action steps to bring them into form, you wouldn't have them. My perspective is that there is not one vision, there is not one dream, there is not one goal that you have that you cannot grasp and live out. Because you wouldn't been able to think it. If you can think it, you can have it. And we've heard that phrase before, but that phrase has taken on a completely new meaning for me. So I wanted to share that with you. And again, this is the first of episodes. Now that will now you'll now be able to watch on YouTube. So subscribe, like the channel, share this episode wherever you're listening, wherever you get your podcast, if you're not watching. share this episode. There's many more like this to come. I say this all the time, but I am so passionate about us people, adults, especially us adults that have said, oh, it's too late now. Especially for you that say that, oh, it's too late for me to accept my life the way that I want it to be a certain way, to have a certain career, to be that author, to be that speaker, to be that designer, to be the stylist, to be the hairstylist, to be the restaurant owner, whatever it is. No such thing as too late. No such thing. So embrace your visions. It's time. All right. So until next time, thank you and cheers.